Hello. Al-Fashir city becomes a war zone city. The situation in Al-Fashir is terrible. Fighting between the Rapid Support Forces and the Sudanese Armed Forces with joint forces has intensified. Bombing, shelling, and shooting have been ongoing since May 10, 2024. Initially, the war was concentrated in the north and east side of the city, but it has since spread to every corner of the city. As today, Al-Fashir is under bombing, shelling, and shooting. Hospitals are being hit, and the shelling are ongoing all around the city. The east, north, southeast areas are particularly affected. Health facilities are being targeted, including the pediatric hospital, which is out of service, and backup plans to run the hospital is ongoing. Many people displaced from Al-Fashir to Zemzem IDP camp, which is south of Al-Fashir, and Tawila locality, which is west of Al-Fashir. Worth to mention, Al-Fashir is hosting a lot of internally displaced people from last conflicts of Darfur. In terms of threat, the random shelling and shooting is the most feared in Al-Fashir, but also the displacement and limited food and medical supplies are really worrying the civilians in Al-Fashir. People in Al-Fashir, they don't know if a mortar will hit in their house or their neighborhood. In terms of need, majority of Al-Fashir residents, they have limitation of food supply, health care, and water, as almost all supply routes are blocked and local market is closed due to random shelling. There are many issues we face, mainly the random shelling which is hitting even MSF facilities, MSF supported facilities, and also lack of humanitarian access in terms of supply and personnel is the biggest challenge for the time being. What we wish that all the parties, the warring parties in Al-Fashir, to uphold their responsibility to protect the civilians, the healthcare workers, and health structures. And now I think we have reached the time to give a Chinese a peace.